Hey, good day there, brothers and sisters. Mark here, and time again for Coffee Break with Christ. Your training manual. 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 to 17 states, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. So let me ask you some questions. Wouldn't it be great if you had a handheld device that could show you where you are in life right now? Would you like to know where your life is headed? Wouldn't it be wonderful to have something like a thermometer to find out if your spiritual temperature is at the right level? What if the device could show you how you are thinking, reveal if your thinking is correct? Wouldn't it be great if there was something that you can use like that for your life? Well, there is. It's called the Bible. The training manual for your life should be the Word of God. The Bible will teach you how to think, how to live, and what your purpose is. For many of us, we have issues with all three of these things. We're not, thinking correctly. We are not living correctly. And we are not living with a purpose. We are just living for the here and now, rather than making a difference for the kingdom of God, now and for eternity. So, are you reading your training manual? Are you reading the Word of God? Do you know what God wants for you? Do you make decisions based on what the Word of God says? When you have doubts about the right decision to make, do you go to the Word to direct you? Or do you just play it by ear? You see, many of us think we are logical and thoughtful. We think we live with a plan. In reality, many of us are flying by the seat of our pants, and we are not rooted in the Word of God. Everything, every decision that you make, every major choice that you make in your life, and every stance you take should be rooted in the Word of God. So don't miss out on reading your training manual. Study God's Word every single day so you will know how to live with a heavenly purpose. Amen. All right, brothers and sisters, here's hoping that all will have a most awesome, blessed, and groovy day. And faithful. And always remember to keep our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, so very strong in your hearts. Amen.